Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
See, bro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. On a Friday morning, more sunshine is happening right this second. Now, this, you know, bro, I get so frustrated. I, you know, Laura, I'm a parent, and I know Rosenberg is tired of me talking about the weather.
Oh, God.
And I'm trying to teach Jazz, you know, my lady, you know, because she's first-time mom. And, you know, she'll be like, I want to go for a walk today. I'll be like, did you check the weather, though? Or she'll go, oh, we tried to step outside today. It was a little chilly. We couldn't go for a walk. I was like, well, you gotta check the weather. You got to begin to understand the weather.
Oh, you're such a dork.
I mean, is that, am I wrong?
I mean, no, but you're just like. Every morning you check the weather. Like, I don't know. Me, I'm like, if I feel like I need to step outside, then I'll check the weather.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You have to check the weather.
I'm like, but my checking the weather, just like, I open the window. So I can get, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay. But I get it.
But I mean, maybe that's the same for her. But how do you make plans if you don't check the weather?
Yeah, no. Like, yes, you have to check the weather.
I see what you mean. If you're always on your phone, then you should check the weather.
I mean, if you, especially, I didn't check the weather if I didn't have a kid. I never checked the weather. I didn't care what the weather was.
Yeah, because you have to make plans. You have to.
How you going to have a play date? What are you going to do on a play date?
Yeah.
If you don't check the weather.
You plan on going to the park that's outdoors. Don't want that if it's raining. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to check the weather.
Yes.
But the weather right now is very unreliable is really where I was going. Yesterday, I was looking at the weather. It was like clouds here, clouds there. Now, I looked at the weather this morning. Sunshine today, sunshine tomorrow. Sunday, looks like some sunshine is going to happen. High 75, 84 on Monday. I mean, make some plans, people.
All right.
But then again, I guess since it's unreliable, don't make plans too far out, though.
I got excited, Ebro. I thought I saw that Beyonce was performing this weekend, but...
Oh, hit yourself with the button.
Yeah.
Where'd you think you saw this at?
Congratulations. Well, I saw a quick headline. Beyonce yourself. Might be performing at Stagecoach. Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. So Stagecoach happens after Coachella.
So it's like the Cowboy Coachella?
Yeah, you never heard of this?
No.
Yeah, so they basically use the same grounds of Coachella, but they flip it, and it's all country music.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay. But yeah, there was like a big rumor that she was going to perform, but nah. It was a rumor. I was like, damn, really?
Yeah, nah. I don't. They would have announced that way in advance. I don't think they would have just let her slide in the back door. Because the cost would have been astronomical to get Beyonce into Stagecoach, build out the stage and all that.
Yeah, because she's just not popping up on stage. No.
Yeah.
We need theatrics. We need, you know, the whole experience.
It's time to get to the shenanigans of Laura Never Loses. Dominique and George. George and Dominique. Dominique, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. Congratulations, Lauren and Ebro, on being father and motherhood.
Yeah, hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, now, George, question. How often you check the weather? You're a parent?
Nah, I used to play Manhunt every day, so I never checked the weather. I just go outside and do what I had to do.
Oh,
and now,
man.
We got to check the weather.
See?
Nah, I'm good. I stick to the old school.
So you just go outside and just wing it?
Yeah, but if it's cold, then I got to go back inside and get me a jacket. But, you know, I got
to I'm saying to make plans for the kids, though. You got to check the weather, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Oh, yeah. If you by yourself... If you got kids, man. Well, I got daughters too, so maybe I'm being too precious. Because sometimes maybe I just need to take your ass outside and you just deal with the elements, toughen these girls up. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you want to go outside deal with the elements?
Yeah, I got a son and I got a daughter. So I get it.
Dominique, you check the weather a lot?
No. Because it never is what it says, you know?
That part. They can't get it right. Yo, that must be the best job. Can you think of being a weatherman? Nobody ever thinks you're going to get it right.
In the precipitation.
You know what I'm saying? You just start talking about the barometers and the precipitation and the dew levels or something. People think you know what you're talking about. Dominique, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm going to go with the ladies.
Yeah.
Yes. For the ladies.
So we got tickets to see Future and Metro Boomin on the We Trust You Tour August 15th at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yes.
60 seconds on the clock. Juanito's got the questions. It's going to be a struggle. Let's play. Oh, Laura, never a loser.
I believe you.
Go. You gotta bring the phones down.
Okay, who admitted to punching a man?
Ebro. Kanye West.
Correct. What is the only substance that is readily? Wait, what? What is the only? Skipping that question. Okay. What is the square root of 25?
Ebro. 5.
Correct.
Come on.
Which song became Rihanna's third diamond
single?
Ebro.
Which song?
Three, two,
Root Boy.
No, Laura.
That'll be Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Correct.
I didn't even know what
which
you said.
Planet spins almost completely on its side.
Ebro.
Laura.
On its side.
Yeah.
I believe that's Uranus.
Correct. 2-1.
Okay.
Okay. Whose estate is threatening to sue Drake?
Ebro.
Tupac. Correct. Okay. What are the bones in your spine called?
Ebro. Vertebrae.
Correct. Ebro wins.
Wait, were you mad I won? And no. Why do I have to squint to understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, I literally have to squint like I can't see to understand what you're saying. Why is it?
That sounds like
a
problem.
Not reading.
Yeah, but you're...
Yeah, but Laura, you too?
You know, it's a little tough, Juanito. It's a little tough.
No. It's not that. It was just one question that threw me off, so I went to the next question.
Nah, it's all of them, bro.
No, it was just only one.
But it's really hard, man.
I don't know why you're upset. You won, man.
I'm not upset. I'm
going to take the win.
I wasn't going to say nothing until you was acting all huffy and puffy about me winning like it was a problem.
No, I had some...
George, you get the tickets,
congrats,
man.
Congrats, George.
Juanito trying to play in my face, you. Son. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Thank you.
Man. Dominique, right, we love you too. Sorry about that.
That's right. I love your show every day.
Dominique,
thank you, Dominique.
Dominique, you couldn't understand what Juanito was saying, could you?
No, not. I was listening hard too.
Yo, I got to squint. It's like when you got to turn down the radio to find an address. It's really, you got to focus.
Yeah.
You got to focus.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Dominique. No, it's love.
Dominique.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stouts, what's happening?
All right, guys. Coming up in the flashing lights report, this was surprising. Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction is overturned. Wow. I'll give you the details on this story coming up next.
It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Man, it's a beautiful morning. Thanks for spending time with us. Let's get to the flashing lights with Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Laura Styles can put us on.
Well, this was surprising. Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction just got overturned in the appeals court. And a new trial has been ordered, but, you know, I don't know if he'll be prosecuted again. So it went down.
And now this is separate from the 16 years that he got to serve for the California issue.
Separate. Yes, this is separate. So there was a 4-3 ruling that came down on Thursday. So the majority of the judges agreed that his constitutional rights were violated back in 2020 when his case was first going down. And according to them, prosecutors allow other women to testify who weren't, pertinent to the charges he was facing. So they ultimately decided that he ended up getting, you know, put on trial over other instances of alleged past behavior as opposed to the specific crimes that he'd been charged with.
So basically, if you're on trial, I read this article because I was like, wait, how? What was going on?
Right.
If you're on trial, there is a statute that you cannot bring in witnesses or should not bring in witnesses or testimony. Excuse me, not even witnesses. Testimony from people who will say that the charged, the defendant, did X, Y, Z to them to try to sway the jury for the case that is actually being tried. So they brought in women that said Harvey Weinstein did something bad to them, even though those women hadn't officially charged Harvey Weinstein and those charges were not official. So you're trying to sway the jury using things that are not actually a part of the trial.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that is, and that can be deemed like a mistrial, or that could be overturned. And that's what Harvey Weinstein's lawyers used to get this charge overturned.
They said his constitutional rights were violated.
Yeah, it has some legal names to it or whatever.
But either way, I mean, Manz isn't leaving jail.
Not well. The California thing is 16 years unless they cut time off that.
Why would they cut time off it?
Because they cut time off a lot of people's. You know, if people go in for 16, only do 8.
But I mean, unrelated to this. If that's unrelated to this.
Time wouldn't get cut because of this. No, I don't think.
So in other words, though, he's still in jail, and then presumably this will get retried.
They would have to bring they'd have to build the whole case back up and then do it all over again.
Yeah.
And even people said that they thought, and I didn't see this at the time for Harvey Weinstein. People were saying at the time where they were trying to convict Harvey Weinstein for this New York case that they were overplaying their hand. And I never saw that, but when I read this article, it mentioned it. And the issue was them bringing in people who had negative things to say about Harvey Weinstein, who claimed that Harvey Weinstein did bad things to them. But he had not been officially charged with those bad things.
So even though those bad things could be true, it doesn't matter in this case.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yep. Exactly.
Well, we're hitting some lawyers and the judge here in New York with the congrats coming up in 20 minutes.
Oof. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today is a high of 60 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yep. And we're together on a Friday, and it's Freedom Friday, and we want to take your calls right now. Anything you want to get off your chest. Anything
you
want to feel. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. It's Freedom Friday. We'll take your calls right now. Let's go. Kicking doors,
kicking in doors. You know, I liked Joe Budden had an idea the other day that I actually thought was strong.
What's that?
That he thought J. Cole should respond to Kanye.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I like that. I like that thought. To like make people, maybe it might make people forget that the Kendrick thing, which the apology to Kendrick, whether you liked it or not, it made sense because they have a relationship. There's a real friendship there. Yo, the nastiness from Kanye, though, just coming at you out of nowhere. I mean, you take off his head top.
Remember, Cole has something to say to Kanye on False Prophets, which, remember, he spoke on what was going on with Wale at the time and Kanye at the time. So maybe Kanye felt some type of way. Because there was no, it's not like Kanye and Cole first.
True.
Well, and on top of that, then you're going to, so wait, Cole, you're going to come back out after saying you don't want no parts of none of this, it didn't align with your spirit and where you're going, and then you're going to decide to come back outside and go at Kanye.
Yeah, but can we just be honest? Going after Kanye is such a different spiritual thing to do than going after Kendrick.
I mean, for you, but...
I mean, for anyone with just fundamental morals.
Yeah, but you're also not the guy that just jumped on stage and was like, yo, I hope you guys forgive me. You know what I mean? If this doesn't align with my spirit. If Cole comes back outside just because Kanye's little weak-ass bars right there and that little nothing,
yeah,
I'm going to have to hit Cole with the button again.
You know what? Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So all that they probably right. They talk, hop, you're playing
yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. I don't know. I just feel like
I don't play.
I'm not a battle rapper. So, you know, I don't know all the little
rules. But you're not.
I'm not.
You're not a battle rapper.
No, I'm not a battle rapper. And I'm also not a rapper. So I don't know all the little nuanced rules of rap shenanigans.
Wait, you're neither a rapper or a battle rapper?
Nope, I don't know if you didn't know that. But
hit him with the button. What are we even listening to this guy for?
Congratulations.
But I do know this. I've been in some skirmishes. Either you're in the skirmish or you're not.
Facts.
Don't do the "I'm going to jump in when it's convenient for me" skit.
Facts. Because everybody can see right through that one.
Yeah, nah, bro. Because then it's like, oh, so you was really scared of this other one. Now you want to jump into something.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, bro. Now, Cas One, I have a question. That Kanye remix with the Future thing.
Yeah.
We have that version, but is it true Kanye put out a version that took Future off of it because something happened between Metro and Future?
Between Metro and Future and Kanye?
I mean, between Metro and Kanye. Excuse me.
I don't know.
Kanye was talking greasy to Metro or something like that.
Let me tell you something, bro. It's Kanye. It's all possible.
It's all on the table.
That's what I was about to say.
It's on the table. Well, and has have any of the people on the side of Metro and Future come out and supported the Kanye remix? Have they posted it?
Well, Future allegedly did that. Those are redone vocals on
That's a new Future verse.
That's a new Future verse on that Kanye. Okay. So they work together on that.
So presumably, or at least he let it go.
Well, he let it go, and according to Kanye, him and Future were in the studio together.
And there's also the picture of Metro and Kanye, where Kanye's wearing the Sean John tank top that he's talking about in the verse.
Okay.
So that happens.
Well, that sounds like together then.
Yeah, there you go.
But no Kendrick. Kendrick hasn't said anything like, yo, thanks, yay. Appreciate you.
That's the other part of my congrats where I was about to go. Has anybody thought that any of this side busting that everybody doing from the side, you know, dot, I got you and all of this. Have you asked Kendrick if he wants any of this help?
Right. Did he ask for it?
Everybody's just jumping on.
Yo, by the way,
listen, Ebro. Sorry, Rosenberg. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's funny. I'm trying to think of the comparison. Someone who's that much better at someone else, having someone who's that much worse being like, hold on, I got you. You know what I mean? It's a crazy... It would be like DJ Enough's about to get on the text, and I go, hold on, I got you Enough, and I jump in. Why? He's got it. He doesn't need your help. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick doesn't need Kanye.
The only thing is that this whole thing started off as that, as a jumping. So at this point, anybody can get in and get a free link.
You mean because they were all jumping in together to start out?
Kendrick
the whole thing.
Jumped on the Metro Future, and the whole album was "We Don't Like You" or "We Don't Trust You," and it was all a jumping.
Yeah. And then he jumped in. Yeah, you know what? Yes, that's also true.
The NFL draft went down last night. Rosenberg, I'm not big on watching NFL draft. Never really.
Me neither.
Me neither. So you didn't see it.
Me being the person that you're going to ask about the draft, hit the button.
Oh, damn it.
I spent the last week. The last 2 weeks fighting with my producers at ESPN because me, Don, and Michael all align on one thing. We don't care about the draft. And everyone's getting, you know, ESPN is like, they would cover the draft 364 days a year. It's like
they cover it
until
like round five or something.
Bruh, they had 9 different TV broadcasts of it yesterday. I couldn't even deal with it. But go ahead. I may know the answer to your question because
my only question was which team played themselves here in New York? Was it the Jets or the Giants? Because it's bound to be somebody. I heard the Giants didn't take a quarterback. When I heard that, I wanted to hit this button.
Congratulations. You played.
I heard
yourself.
They took a wide receiver. But then I was like, but how are you going to get the wide receiver the ball? Didn't you have offensive line problems last year? And isn't your quarterback maybe Ribadit?
The weird part is that it was getting rumored over the last few weeks, and this is why I hate the draft. because the rumors had been out of control that the Giants were going to go quarterback.
Right.
So that, and then it turns out they don't. Everyone does exactly what you expect them to do. Basically, all the way down, looking right now. The only wacky thing is Atlanta drafted a quarterback at 8, even though they just traded for Kirk Cousins. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, they took Michael Penix Jr.
Correct. So that was a little weird. But besides that, everything else was basic. But no, I would say, I don't know if the Giants played themselves. I think it's weird to draft a wide receiver. Like, I think a wide receiver is the kind of piece you get when you feel like your team is very close. I don't see this team as close right now.
So it is definitely a...
We'll repeat it.
At least the Jets...
Cool, J.R.
At least the Jets did the thing they should have done at 11, and that's grab an offensive tackle to protect that quarterback
who crumpled
last year.
Aaron Rodgers' ankle ain't going to buckle this time, guys, on play number 4. Where it's going to be something.
And my Commanders have a new franchise quarterback, they say. Jaden Daniels out of LSU.
Okay. He didn't want to go there, though. He wanted to go to the Raiders. Why did he announce that?
That was the thing. That's the thing that came out, was he was like, you know. But apparently, you know, I saw his first interview last night. He was great. Seemed super happy, and his family looked very happy. And listen, maybe we'll have something, but at the same time,
Well, and also, I didn't ask you about the Commanders.
Well, come on. We drafted two, for God's sake.
I asked about the Jets and the Giants. I asked about New York. Laura, what you got?
I mean, I was debating on this one, but we were here. So, Kanye's newest project, Yeezy Porn.
All right, hit the button.
Congratulations. That's
it. I was going to hit the button as soon as you said Kanye's newest project.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, shout out to everyone. Shout out to everyone who gets tight.
Time out.
We bring up Kanye, they just start getting angry because they know where it's going.
Time out. Oh, that's the whole story.
That was it. That's it.
Yo, wait.
That's it.
Well, what else would she have to say? What other details would she possibly have to give?
That's it.
Yo, man. That is wild. This guy, wasn't he just doing gospel a second ago, bro?
Yes. Wasn't everything fine? God.
He wasn't using curse words. He was doing all. Now we done came all the way to porn.
Remember his rants on how he wanted his ex-wife to cover up and all this?
Oh, my God. Yo, you was mad at your kids jumping on TikTok. And you out here doing. Yo, you know your oldest daughter can see what you're doing, bro.
Bro.
She's on the internet now. Like,
and so when you throw your hissy fit, when you start complaining about how fathers have no rights, and you're like, and you make yourself sound like you're just a regular dad working his 9-to-5 who's not allowed to see his kid, you know it sounds crazy when you walk around with a naked woman 24 hours a day and talk about starting a porn company. You lose credibility as the father who's being targeted as not able to see his kids, bro.
Yo, he already lost credibility when you told us you couldn't see your kids, but you live next door.
Literally, and when you literally bought the house next door, man. Right now, there's the, you know, the meme, the Simpsons meme of the angry hands. There's that the Kanye fans, Laura. They're holding grip. Why do you come for
it? It was so funny because when I was looking for it, some of the comments, a lot of people were like, "Yeah, this ain't it." Someone was like, "This is not the Sunday service I was looking for." I was like, "Yo,
yo." And in other news, did you know that the Sunday service choir was suing Kanye West?
Yes.
Oh, you
for
didn't
unpaid
you did mention
like unpaid yes. wages or something like this.
You did mention that a couple weeks ago.
Well, it all bundles up into this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
Rip it,
playing yourself, playing yourself.
Rip it,
I don't like Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hey, yo, Juanito, how'd the Knicks... I didn't watch the Knicks game last night. I knew they was going to lose, and I had some other stuff. I was tired. My allergies was whooping on me. I had to lay down.
Oh, you didn't say my team this time. I wonder why.
No, I said the Knicks. How did we do? I said that.
LLJ, cool.
I know. I knew we were going to lose. I knew that. Aww. But how did it look?
Not good.
They gave up... Joel Embiid scored 50 points. It wasn't good, bro.
Yeah, man. I knew they were going to win. I felt
Joel Embiid scored 50, and they shut down Brunson. I got to look at the lines. You guys aren't helping me here. I need more info.
It's not good. They basically got taken out the whole second half. 50 points for Joel Embiid. Brunson was eh.
Yeah.
It's not what you want. Because now you look up and you're like, wait a second, we're up 2-1, but essentially we stole a game at the last second that we also should have lost. Mm. It makes you feel not that great about the team's outlook. I'll be honest, John. I don't feel great.
Robinson injured. We injured his, I think, his ankle.
Oh, yeah. Robinson left in the second half. Yeah, not what you want.
So, yeah, basically, when you go period by period, the Knicks won every... Technically, the Knicks won the game except for the third. And the third was a blowout. It was 43-27.
Remove the word technically and replace it with not really. Because what you just said, you mean they had more points in three of the four quarters?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they were still, it was still competitive except for the third, where they got blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the fourth, they cut it down to seven. That's as close as they got. But when, John, you agree, when you were watching the fourth, it did not feel like they were.
It didn't feel it.
No. It didn't feel like they were going to win that game.
Well, let's see. Saturday, 1 o'clock, right? Or is that Sunday? Sunday, 1 o'clock.
No, I think Saturday. No, you're right. Sunday. And then Tuesday.
There you go.
Game 5 at the Garden.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go. They'll get focused. They'll be all right. And I guess we'll get an update on Robinson's ankle. It didn't seem real bad. Brunson had 39, Griff's telling me. So he was balling. He did his thing.
Yeah, he was better. He was better, but there were some clutch moments there at the end for everybody. DiVincenzo, Brunson just didn't get what they needed.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. The lines are open Freedom Friday after 8 o'clock. If you want to get in here and feel what you want to feel, say what you want to say, it's Freedom Friday. Rosenberg claims we're going to get a new intro song for it or something.
Let's see.
I don't know.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg, 97 minutes commercial free. We'll be taking your Freedom Friday calls after 8 o'clock because that's what we do on Friday. We open the floor. And we deal with the consequences.
We do. It's not. I get very scared. I don't know what kind of crazies we're going to get, but for the most part, everyone's just, you know, just...
Listen, man. It's Freedom Friday.
It's Freedom Friday.
Letting go.
Listen, man.
It's great at times, you know. It's also, you know, boring at times. It's dangerous at times. It's also weird at times.
I often get concerned, man, that we're going to get involved. We're going to give somebody the floor, and they're going to start talking, get us... involved in some sort of lawsuit or something they got going on.
Always possible.
Where it's like, yo, we get subpoenaed because we allowed somebody on the radio to say something. We're like, yo, bro, it's just phone line. We don't, you know,
didn't sign up for this.
But you can call right now if you want to beat the buzzer. You can get paid.
Yes. And you get tickets to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam is yours. Now, Rosenberg, I was talking about the weather this morning it's not that I love weather. I'm a parent, and I got to figure out what to do for the weekend.
Laura's also a parent. She doesn't talk about the weather nearly as much as you do. You're into it, bro. It's not just you're a parent.
But I'm also on behalf of other parents talking about the weather.
I appreciate the weather talk because this weather is ridiculous.
See?
What were you going to say, though? What wasn't there a place that you were going right there?
Well, I was just going to say, yesterday I was looking at the weather, and it said things were going to be cloudy all weekend. Today I woke up to look at the weather, and it says it's going to be sunny. Yeah.
Again, so here's my biggest problem with your weather talk. It's the same as the draft. It's nothing. There's no information.
But see, that's why...
It's nonsense.
But that's why weathermen at TV stations things can't get fired. Because they could get it wrong all day.
Every day.
It literally changes all the time.
No, and so here's why. This is why Ebro's annoying about it. Because number one, he's so into it and talks about it all the time. He'll do it like 12 days out. But listen, I'll tell you, next Thursday, they're saying next Thursday the sun's going to pull up.
Hey, Monday 83. Monday 83.
Ooh, and I just saw that. Let's see. Let's see if Monday is 8.
Ebro, Monday 83, Tuesday 68. What are we doing out here?
Yeah,
man?
No, it's crazy.
What is happening?
It's a battle between winter and summer going on. It's called spring.
Oh, God.
It's called the environment is finished out here, and we will never have normal weather again.
Yo, it's really a wrap, you feel like?
Don't say that.
I really do. I'm sorry, I do. It's never getting better. Why is it getting better?
Don't say that because I'm with you. I just feel
it's never getting better.
Well, what's
no snow?
Because we also have morons who don't believe in climate change and all the pollution and all the damage we're doing to the to the globe. So we're done.
See, I'm convinced they don't have the mental capacity to digest what climate change is.
So it's not even deep, though.
So they say they don't believe in it, but the truth of the matter is they just can't see past their own nose.
That has to be it. You're right. Because it's so basic. Like as annoyed as I get with every day, I still get tweets from people saying, why don't you go jab yourself with another vaccine? I'm like, bro, I'm not even that into the vaccine. I got my last booster 2.5 years ago. It wasn't a big deal. It's what everyone said it was the move. I did it. I'm not sitting here crusading. What I will crusade for and don't understand, though, is environmental change. You don't believe, your eyeballs aren't telling you that things are getting weird. You're not able to see it. You remember when we would go years without snow accumulating in cities where there's snow? And now when it's supposed to be summer, all of a sudden it feels like winter. Nothing's feeling off to you. I guess you're right. They can't see past their nose.
Nose. That's my only answer for it. Because, what is it called? The inconvenient truth?
Yeah.
It's so inconvenient that they just ignore it. And they go on about their day and they, you know, guzzle their coffee, smoke their cigarette, and, you know, do what they're going to do.
And they're such a fan of their politicians. Like, they're such fanboys for their politicians that because they're politicians, in their effort to please big business and rich people, are against environmental change because they don't want to have any regulations.
Because it cuts into their money. Well, you got to say the next line. They don't want to have regulations because it cuts into their profit margin.
Selling point? A selling point of Republicans is deregulation. Like, that is a selling. I'm into deregulation.
Well, because they frame the government. They've already framed the government as untrustworthy. They frame the media as untrustworthy. But corporations are the ones we should trust to make sure that everything's okay.
They're like, do you trust a government to tell you what's good for you?
No.
Absolutely not. I want less government.
Tell you what to do.
I want less government and more corporation.
I need defense contractors. They are the ones I should trust.
Let's get to Beat the Buzzer, but first we bring in DJ John.
Yeah.
Gotta sing your song.
It's DJ John.
The DJ.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
What's up?
DJ John. Who we got online? Joseph is ready to beat the buzzer.
Sir, yes, sir. How you guys doing?
All right now, Joseph. You know how to get paid here and beat the buzzer, sir.
Let's go,
yes,
Joseph.
Sir. I listen to you guys every morning.
All right now, let's get ready. Joseph is ready to beat the buzzer.
$190.
Okay, all right.
$285.
What we doing?
$390.
Oh, this money's moving.
$470.
Oh, it's moving.
Stop.
Oh, he stopped at 470?
Wow, bro. Ooh, and then there was a long delay.
Listen, man, you left a lot of money on the table. I hate to break it to you, Joseph. Oh, it's Friday. Man. It sounded like money. Let's see what Joseph left out here. 470 is nice, though.
All right, let's see.
$150.
$550.
$640. $700.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
$750.
Oh.
$850.
Oh. Wow.
$850. Oh, but you got $470.
Hey, I'm faking, man.
Hey, listen.
You got half, man.
That's right, sir. As you should
I'm
be.
I'm happy with what I got, man.
And, Joseph, you are going to Summer Jam.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Love you guys.
Doja Cat.
Every morning for you guys.
Man, we love you.
David O,
Red Man, Method Man, it's going down. UBS Arena, June 2nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And next, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. What you got?
Oh, guys, this is getting messy. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Jeezy is being accused of physical abuse. So it pictures came out and it doesn't look good. So we will talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, man. That was grand opening, grand closing. That relationship. Ugh. They got married fast, had a kid, and then, man.
And then just mess.
Damn.
T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's time for the Flashing Lights. Well, that was Cash 197 Minutes Commercial Free. Got big up the homie. But let's get to the flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh, man, this is sad. The GZG. Jeannie, my divorce is getting even messier, guys. Jeannie is asking a judge to deny him custody of their child because she's claiming he's been reckless, abusive. He's denying the whole thing. But so pictures hit the internet of Jeannie Mai's body parts with very large bruises. And so that the specific pictures come from an accident where she claims that Jeezy, they were in a golf cart and he was very drunk. And it resulted in him being just messy and ended up crashing the golf cart. And her injuries look pretty bad, but the text messages that were shown, it's like, was she showing him pictures of the bruises? And he's like, he's saying, she's telling him, baby, I have a lot of dresses to wear this week. And he's being very apologetic. He's like, I'm sorry. I haven't forgiven myself for putting you in danger. So there's that. And then there's also pictures of like, what it's just guns. Guns on the floor where, you know, she was accusing of kind of leaving firearms recklessly around the house and she wasn't comfortable with her child being there. So that's coming up. And then there was another instance too where they were like at a hotel and there was witnesses that allegedly saw him kind of choke her from behind. And, you know, there was witnesses that claimed that they saw that incident. So it's just not looking good, guys. All of this does not look good.
Yeah, no, this is, well, the golf cart thing sounds clearly irresponsible, and he's apologizing.
Yeah.
The guns thing, you know, obviously you don't want your kid around that scenario, but there's no, I guess I would say, I mean, you didn't know that Jeezy had guns. I don't know who you are, but I don't know if he would have those out with the kid there. So she would have to prove that in court that he was irresponsible with firearms around a
child.
Right,
and the kids were in the next room.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So she would have to prove that.
That's what so she's accusing him of. And then there's pictures that just show guns like on the bed, on the side. You know what I mean?
Well, and wasn't it just a couple of weeks ago that there was news that Jeezy was saying that she was stopping him from seeing the child already without even... So is she now trying to come with these items saying, well, this is why I did that?
Well, the firearms were originally the reason that she said that she was hesitant and she was scared of the baby going over there because she did not feel comfortable with just guns being around the house. That was like her first argument.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah,
this is not what you want.
I'm not buying that Jeezy just has guns around a baby, guys. Sorry. Not buying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not buying that. But you know what? But you know what? People do it. And
People who love guns can be mad reckless with guns. So, I would hope it's not true. But who knows?
Yeah, I hope it's not true, too, but let's see how that works out, though. But that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8 a.m. Today is a high of 60 degrees. Alternate site parking is in effect.
Listen, Freedom Friday, the lines are open. You want to jump on and say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel. Do we have, like, a show email?
Sure we do.
What is it?
I think it's Ebro at Ebro in the Morning. Or
Ebro in the Morning at gmail.com. Thank God for Griff. Because I said show email, you should have seen y'all face.
Like,
the way it sounded, I'm sure the listeners in the cars were like, these people don't have a damn email. Oh, we also have info@ebrointhemorning.com.
Okay, there you go.
Ebrointhemorning@gmail or info@ebrointhemorning.com.
Out of way.
Info in the morning is pretty good. If you don't get through on the Freedom Friday lines right now, you could always just leave us a voice note. Send a voice note from your phone right to the email. We'll get you on the program just like that. Freedom Friday, 97 minutes of commercial free music. The Gurus beat the buzzer. Ride or die. It's all happening next.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. We love to open up the lines on Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. It's Freedom Friday.
Friday.
Yo, where's the theme song at, Rosenberg?
I didn't say it was in one day. Give me a second.
I thought it was quick turnaround, like, you know, like they, you got 24 hours to respond type of deal.
I don't subscribe to this.
Okay. We got Fortune on the line. Freedom Friday. Fortune, good morning. You.
You.
Freedom Friday, Fortune. What you want to say, man?
Yo, what's good, bro? Man, congratulations on the baby, first of all.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, Freedom Friday. Yeah, anytime, man. Laura was good. Rosenberg was good.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to... I just wanted to say, you know, with the Drake situation, man.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick Lamar said that he seen, you know, Tupac in a silhouette come to him and told him to keep his music going. So, you know, Drake is being a troll, man. And then with the Snoop, him using the Snoop with the AI, you know what I mean? Like, Snoop passed him the torch at House of Blues on stage in front of him and said, "You got the West Coast, you better hold it down," and all that other stuff. So that's why Drake trolled him and used that Tupac AI thing, you know what I'm saying?
I heard all this. I mean, look,
it's a little more interesting, but...
Yeah, I had heard all of this even before I felt a certain way about Drake playing with Tupac, you know what I mean? My whole thing with the whole Drake-Tupac AI thing, I want to repeat it. I find it very creative. However, I just felt like putting words in Tupac's mouth like that, using AI and putting it into a beef, was playing with something that was just sensitive. That's all. And you know, people who love rap beef and rap battles is like, yo, there's nothing off limits of rap battles. And even when Pusha was going at Drake, and Pusha brought up 40's sickness, his MS. I was like, nah, bro. I you know, once again, I'm not a battle rapper.
Right.
So, you know, things. I'm too sensitive to be a battle rapper. I'll be up here fighting like Math Alpha.
Yep.
Yo, Ebro, who to say Tupac would like Kendrick though?
I'm not saying he would. I'm not saying that either.
But Kendrick didn't create vocals for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. But Kendrick did say Tupac said to him, keep his music going.
Well, you're allowed. It's one thing to say things you've dreamed about or imagined. It's another thing to retool the person's voice with technology so it actually sounds like.
Stop yourself, Fortune. He already got, and also on top of that, on Mortal Man on To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick interviews Tupac with the approval of the Tupac estate.
And his actual voice and words that he used.
Yeah,
so, by the way, none of this really matters. It's just all competitive at the end of the day.
Man, I love it.
Yeah, it's all entertaining.
I love it, man. I thought it was very creative with
I did too.
I love the trolling, man.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Yo, thanks for your phone call, man. Freedom Friday. Oh, man, I knew we was going to get one. Day after draft day, Jay, a Giants fan, got something to say. Jay, good morning. How you feel about the Giants at the draft yesterday? It's Freedom Friday.
Man, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I want to start out with, what's Culture, man?
Culture's dealing with some family stuff right now. He'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
missed that guy. All right, but yeah, we ended up taking a wide receiver. We don't need a wide receiver. We need a quarterback because Daniel Jones sucks.
We also
need to figure out this running back situation because we let Saquon go because they're a dime a dozen, quote unquote. But somebody picked them up. It's just crazy to me how they have no plan moving forward. They went in heavy on Daniel, gave him the bag after one good season, and look how that turned out.
Listen, I hear you. When I saw they went Malik Nabers, I thought, wow, well, he's supposed to be an absolute beast wide receiver.
How are you going
to
get him the ball, though?
Yeah, I was like, but you don't have a quarterback who you think is great. Everyone was speculating they were about to get a quarterback. Now, all of a sudden, you're keeping the quarterback and getting a wide receiver. It's not great. It's not great.
Jennifer's on the line. She's pissed about a job. It's Freedom Friday. Jennifer.
Hello, hello.
Hey, who made you mad at the job, or you didn't get a job? What happened with the job?
No, my boss is ruthless, and he's a robot.
Oh, no.
You want to say?
I had a meniscus surgery on my knee on Friday, right?
Okay.
He had the same surgery, so he's aware of how long it takes for the healing process or whatever. And he expected me from Friday to come into work on Sunday to help for my COO. So I work for food and beverage in a bank. the CEO, the global CEO came in. He wanted us to come in on Sunday. Literally, after my surgery, I come in on Monday. Nonetheless, swells up to the point that one leg looks like an elephant foot.
Oh, so man, I say, damn. That's not what you want.
He got upset.
He got upset because your leg got swollen?
Yeah, he got upset because I wanted to work from home on Tuesday and claims that that was the busiest day of the week and I should have not taken off.
Oh, man. Damn, bro. So what are you going to do here? You about to go to HR on, bro? What's happening?
I'm thinking of going to HR. I just spoke to him yesterday about a raise because some of my employees are with the overtime on salary. So with the overtime, they're making more than me and substantially more, like $400 plus more.
Wow.
So when I bring that to his attention, you know, amongst everything else that I'm doing and the hard work that I put in, he tells me, oh, well, maybe you should look for a transfer.
Oh, so he's really trying to push you out. So, yeah, you need to protect yourself. Yo, anybody using that type of language towards you in the workplace where they're like, yo, they're trying to push you out or making things uncomfortable, you better get back up, kid.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and what doesn't make sense to me is the fact that, like, okay, if you're not going to pay me more, at least appreciate the work that I do, because then it'll subside for the fact that I'm not even getting the income that I deserve.
Yo, well said. Stop yourself. He's trying to push you out.
Know what I mean?
Go get back up.
And I'm doing his job.
Stop yourself.
I'm doing
go
his
get
job.
Stop yourself. Go get back up.
I have
he's taking.
To.
You gotta go
I'm
get back up.
HR today, because legit, I'm doing his job. So hence the fact that I'm doing payroll. I'm not supposed to do payroll. I'm the assistant director of dining services. He's supposed to do payroll as a GM and as a director. Had I not done the payroll, I wouldn't know what these people
yo,
are.
No, she's really Freedom Friday.
No, listen, wait. No,
listen, I'm gonna tell you something
right now,
Jennifer. If you work for me, I tell you talk too much. And go write this down.
No, listen. You should go to HR. But I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you for the call. Have a wonderful weekend, though.
And deal with this. Deal with this. Freedom Friday is on.
Hey, what's going on?
Who is this?
Morning.
Y'all, name is Val. I've been with Val since way back in the days, grand in your hand and all that type of stuff.
Well, Val, you're back on Freedom Friday.
Wow.
What you got for us today?
Well, I got two things, man. Make it real short. One of them is how ironic it is that the one person that called that whole Diddy situation out a long time ago isn't coherent enough to say, I told you so, and I'm talking about Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
And nobody
talking
on that?
Yeah, Wendy Williams. That's right. And well, you know, the rumor...
The guru segment.
Yeah, the rumors around Diddy and those allegations, you know, when Wendy was talking about it, she had been talking about it, but... You know, as we watch all of the things unfold with Diddy, it would have been interesting to see what Wendy had to say.
But I mean, the thing is, though, Wendy did talk about everybody and everything during that period, so it's not like, you know, there are plenty of things she missed on, and there's some things that she definitely was right on, and sounds like she was certainly right on some things there.
Yeah, that's why she got into that whole fight situation and got sidelined and everything, right? Or am I wrong about that?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay.
And what's the guru segment advice? What you got for us, Val? Freedom Friday.
Well, the guru segment advice, there was a brother that called talking about, that sent a message talking about he don't know how to get rid of his brother-in-law or something and how he's always up in his crib.
Yes.
Easy answer. Cook breakfast like Ving Rhames and Baby Boy.
Walk around with your swing dangling out. He'll move out.
Yo, you want some eggs?
Yo, thanks, Val. That's funny.
Pancakes in the kitchen, homeboy. Not
yo, facto.
That's funny.
You walk around with your swang dangling. Brother-in-law's moving out.
Oh, God.
Yo, man, that's funny. And Alicia, good morning. You got a surprise party you want to talk about?
So we're planning a surprise party for my mom. She's turning 70, and one of her friends ended up calling her to let her know that we were having a surprise party for her because she couldn't find a ride to the party.
Nah, fam.
She couldn't find a ride?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're old, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
They're old, though.
But that is so annoying, though. Oh, boy. I hit her with the button.
Annoying.
That is
congratulations. You played yourself.
So what, your mom told you that?
Yeah, my sister told me, actually. My sister flew out from Florida. We got people coming from Canada. And she spoiled a surprise.
I'm just picturing the call when she's like, Mildred, could you give me a ride to the party? Which party? Well, your party, of course. What party? The surprise party.
She wanted to make a bouquet of... My mom does cake, so she wanted to make a bouquet of cupcakes for my mom Why did she call my mom to ask to borrow sprinkles?
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
You know, what's more appropriate? LLJ Cool J.
That's a straight fail, man.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's time for the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Thanks for your the Freedom guru. Friday calls, by the way, too. Great Friday.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite to shine the light in your darkness. Let me burn some sage and Rosenberg. Let's hop on lily pads and tell us who is out there in need of the guru's help.
Oh, so many, Laura. So many. What was that?
Ebro snorting.
Yeah, we're cleansing the energy.
Yeah, I was cleansing my nasals.
Gross.
Sorry.
Okay.
Allergies.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. Send your emails today. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Hey, gurus, hope you're having a good week. You know what?
What?
Let me turn my mic up and get my glasses on so I can read this email.
Yo, hit this guy with the button, bro. Come on, man. We're trying to do the gurus, man. It's a good Friday already.
Hope you're having a good week. I love listening to you guys. You give such honest advice. And I finally have a question of my own.
Okay.
I'm divorced with 2 young children, 4 and 7. And my boyfriend and I have been in an amazing, healthy relationship for almost 2 years. He has 2 kids, 12 and 16. We have slowly been spending time with one another's children. Both of us share custody and don't plan to disrupt our kids' lives. We live too far to reasonably move in together sooner. So the plan is for him to move in with me when his kids are in college in about 5 years. I'm comfortable with this, and we both agree we see marriage that time, but are in no rush due to our circumstances and it being a second marriage for each of us. So far, this sounds, guys, very reasonable.
And healthy.
Okay, yeah.
So far, I'm sensing big, reasonable, healthy energy. Let's see where it goes. As an overthinker, I can get into my own head.
Here's the problem.
Especially when others ask why we can't just move quicker. So my question to you is, should our kids meet now? They'll never live together, but I want them to feel comfortable with one another. His son's bar mitzvah is in a few months, and he mentioned inviting my kids. My initial thought was, why do they need to be there? But now I keep rethinking it, as in theory, they'll be in each other's lives one day. If it's relevant, I'm the only significant other that his kids have met, and his ex hadn't been in any relationships over 6 months. The time frame required for the introduction in their divorce agreement. Now she isn't one, but the kids are refusing to meet him. I have no idea if this guy will be there or if his kids will. Sorry for the long question. I hope to hear your response on the show, Alex.
Hey, Alex, don't listen to everybody else. Do what y'all want to do. Also, hey, Alex, if the kids don't want to meet the mom's significant other, why would you be rushing for the kids to meet your kids when, you know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Well, as she asked, I wonder, Rosenberg, if she's asked her boyfriend, do the kids want to meet my kids? You know, is this something that they're interested in? Like, are they cool with the situation? You know what I mean?
Because Laura, remember, like, his kids are 12 and what?
His kids were a little bit older.
They're like teenagers.
12 and 16.
They're a-holes. And their 16. Parents just broke up. They're not trying to meet no little kids, man.
Right, and her kids are little. Like, yeah, if the kids, but I still feel like if the kids, you ask, and if they're not interested, then just respect their wishes. Like, and that's okay, because, yeah, the age difference is pretty big, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, don't force it, you know what I mean? Like,
y'all got 5 years. Ask. 5 years. 5 years. And the only reason she's writing us, Rosenberg, based on what she wrote in the thing, is that other people are saying, yo, your kids need. Bro, don't listen to other people, man. Stick to y'all's plans.
Yeah, I think you should talk to your boyfriend. Be like, hey, ask the kids if they're interested in just going out to lunch all together to meet my kids. And if they're like, no, we don't want to do this, then just respect their wishes and keep them moving. That's it.
But you know what, Laura, though? But then she going to be tight with them other kids, though. That's going to bring bad energy into the...
They're teenagers, bro. They don't feel like... It's fine. It's not that big of a deal, bro. Your kids are young. They're teenagers. Like, they're not trying to... You know what I mean? So you also don't want to be the a-hole and be like and feel some type of way if the kids are not interested. Don't do that.
I don't think you need to overthink it. And I also think there's a chance that, you know, these relationships may begin in sooner than 5 years, right? Like, your plan may not play out exactly as you guys decided, but also you don't have to rush it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'll get there. And let's be honest, like, are your kids who are little really going to care about being at the bar mitzvah at 4 and 7 years old? That's you in your own head being you like the idea of it, but it doesn't really matter. So I wouldn't overthink that part.
And regardless, like, if you do take them, it's their first time, they're going to go to a party. They're going to, you know what I mean? If there's other little kids there, they're just going to have fun. They're small, so.
And by the way, that's more of a thing. That's really a thing for your partner or your new partner to figure out with his ex-wife. How if she were to care about your kids being at the bar mitzvah. Because let's be honest, your kid and his, your stepson-to-be at his bar mitzvah is not going to be thinking about your little kids.
Hey, gurus, the 12 and 17-year-old don't want to meet the mom's significant new boyfriend's kids. Why would they want to meet dad's new girlfriend's kids?
No, they don't want to meet the mom's boyfriend.
Boom.
They didn't say the kids, Ebro.
But they didn't say the kids, and can we be honest? Mom bringing a dude, it's not right, but sometimes the bringing a dude around is different than bringing a woman around. Isn't that, it can go either way. Sometimes it's worse one way, sometimes it's worse the other way. But it may not be a what's good for the goose is good for the gander situation.
Look, just ask the kids, are you interested? Are you cool meeting these little kids? And they say, no, don't want to, then just leave it at that.
That's by the way, what's a gander?
A multiple geese, I think.
Oh.
Right?
Is it?
What's a gander of geese?
Is that what it is?
No, it's a male goose.
No, it's a male goose.
Oh, and so then what's a goose? Wait, so
a goose is a woman. A woman goose.
So the male goose is a gander?
That's right.
Yes. Wow, today years old. Today years old.
See, you learn with the gurus.
I've always wondered what a gander was.
Don't overthink it, so say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Call right now. Beat the buzzers on. You know, Friday the money gets big. Big. And Laura Stiles is also working on that flashing lights. It's all coming next. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to beat the buzzer. Veronica, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. You know what to do, Veronica.
Yes, I know what to do. I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are the best.
All right.
And you know on Fridays sometimes the money is up. So just be aware.
Thank you, Rosenberg. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Right,
it is time for Veronica to beat the buzzer.
$230.
Oh, it's moving.
$285. $385. $485. $585.
Stop.
Okay, she stopped at 585. Veronica, you're getting nervous. I could feel it. I was getting nervous too. I was thinking to myself, I wonder if she's going to wait one more.
No, 580 is a good number.
Veronica, you got $580 and tickets to Summer Jam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Doja Cat, David O, Offset, Redman, Method Man, Sexy Red. It's going to be a great time at UBS Arena June 2nd. Veronica, let's see how much money you left on the table.
$680. $750.
Oh, boy.
$870.
Still going.
$950.
Come on. All right.
$950, bro. It would have been tough.
Doesn't matter.
I wouldn't have been able to let you go that far, bro. Veronica, I would have stopped you. I would have tried to be like, you know, encouraging you to stop earlier, but you did really great and you got Summer Jam tickets. Hang on so we can get you your money. And everyone else out there, your next chance to beat the buzzer will happen at 12 noon. Laura Stiles, the flashing lights is coming next. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Man, it's a beautiful morning. Thanks for spending time with us. Let's get to the flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flash light? Laura Styles can put us on.
Well, this was surprising. Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction just got overturned in the appeals court. And a new trial has been ordered, but, you know, I don't know if he'll be prosecuted again. So, well, now, Dan.
And now this is separate from the 16 years that he got to serve for the California issue.
Separate. Yes, this is separate. So there was a 4-3 ruling that came down on Thursday. So the majority of the judges agreed that his constitutional rights were violated back in 2020 when his case was first going down. And according to them, prosecutors allow other women to testify who weren't, you know, her weren't pertinent to the charges he was facing. So they ultimately decided that he ended up getting, you know, put on trial over other instances of alleged past behavior as opposed to the specific crimes that he'd been charged with.
So basically, if you're on trial, I read this article because I was like, wait, what was going on?
Right.
If you're on trial, there is a statute that you cannot bring in witnesses or should not bring in witnesses or testimony, excuse me, not even witnesses, testimony from people who will say that the charged, the defendant, did X, Y, Z to them to try to sway the jury for the case that is actually being tried. So they brought in women that said Harvey Weinstein did something bad to them, even though those women hadn't officially charged Harvey Weinstein and those charges were not official. So you're trying to sway the jury using things that are not actually a part of the trial.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that can be deemed like a mistrial, or that could be overturned. And that's what Harvey Weinstein's lawyers used to get this charge overturned.
They said his constitutional rights were violated.
Yeah, it has some legal names to it or whatever.
But either way, I mean, Mans isn't leaving jail.
Not, he's not. Well, the California thing is 16 years unless they cut time off that.
But why would they cut time off it?
Because they cut time off a lot of people's. You know, people going for 16 only do 8.
But I mean, unrelated to this. If that's unrelated to this.
Time wouldn't get cut because of this. No, I don't think.
So in other words, though, he's still in jail, and then presumably this will get retried.
They would have to bring they'd have to build the whole case back up and then do it all over again.
Yeah.
And even people said that they thought, and I didn't see this at the time for Harvey Weinstein. People were saying at the time where they were trying to convict Harvey Weinstein for this New York case that they were overplaying their hand. And I never saw that, but when I read this article, it mentioned it. And the issue was them bringing in people who had negative things to say about Harvey Weinstein, who claimed that Harvey Weinstein did bad things to them. But he had not been officially charged with those bad things.
So even though those bad things could be true, it doesn't matter in this case.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Rip it.
Yep. But that's your Flash and Lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash Lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Get up, wake up.
Yeah. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.